This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now to focus on you, your body, your well-being, your health, all that good stuff, as we go to the inbox at Good Day Health, and look what we find. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack runs a clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, a specialist in working on your upper cervical area. He's a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run the clinic together. She's an expert when it comes to what you put into your body, the health of your body, your well-being. He has all kinds of gadgets. If you're fortunate enough to go to his facility, you'll get gadgetized. I like that. I'm very pleased having made that word up. You get gadgetized.
Well, not as much as if you went to a hospital and the gadgetization that takes place there.
Well, but I think under the circumstances, what I sense when I go to your place is that there's a competency that comes from understanding that there are tools and then there are tools. So, yeah, you're right. A lot of tools at hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that fascinates me more than any of the other things, other than lying down and having you just manipulate below my ear, and it makes me feel so good. Yes, ba-da-ba-boom, is the heart monitor thing that you have. Explain how that works. Chiropractors aren't necessarily people you'd think of that would have a heart monitor. But when you did me, you tested and found a whole lot of stuff. So advise people on what they should be asking for when they go see their cardiologist
or
get themselves checked out.
At the same time, the EKG, the electrocardiogram, which uses, you know, several leads that are attached to the body, and they're looking at the electrical signals being generated in the heart. The same time that device was developed, there was another device developed by Dr. Roy Lee called the electrocardiograph. And what this thing did is it wasn't measuring electrical activity of the heart. It was measuring the strength of the heart muscles contraction and how well the valves themselves, all four of the major valves, were operating. Mm-hmm. And it works on the basis of an accelerometer. And anybody that's got a Fitbit or a Apple phone watch or any of these things, these new kinds of phones and watches have accelerometers in them. In other words, depending on which way you move the device, it will send out a positional signal. Well, that same accelerometer is built into this device that goes over the chest wall with your clothes on, as long as it's not too thick, you know, clothing, and putting it directly over top of the four valves of the heart, the mitral, the tricuspid, the aortic, and the pulmonary. We can determine the strength of the heart muscle contraction and how the heart valves are working. Now, with the EKG, the medical approach to this, the EKG will not show anything unless there's some damage, because it's running an electrical polarity kind of signal through the heart from one side to the other. And as long as there's no MI, no myocardial infarction that's ever happened, even if it's on a very, very small level, it will still leave some kind of scar tissue in the heart muscle. You may have had one and never have known it, but the EKG will show, oh, you know, you've had a heart attack at some time in your life. Unless that's happened, the EKG will be completely normal. It will show, it'll have a negative report. There's nothing to show, even though you could have serious heart disease going on that hasn't shown up as a heart attack yet. With the device we're using, I hesitate to use the term, it looks into the future. because it's not, you know, it's not some psychic thing. It's looking for weaknesses that we can determine and say, hey, you know, here's some things you might want to consider because the heart muscle isn't contracting as strongly as it should, or a particular valve, like the most important one, the mitral. You know, I only say that because they're all important, obviously.
Sure they are.
But the mitral is the one that usually gets most people later in life. And if it's not slamming shut like it should when the ventricles contract to make sure the blood is going into the aorta, not back up into the atrium, there's going to be regurgitation, some leakage, something called ejection fraction. That's how much blood actually leaves the left ventricle when the muscle contracts. Should be at a certain percentage. When these things are shown on the graph that we're using, then we start making some recommendations. If we see something really serious, then we'll say, hey, you need to go see your cardiologist right away.
Yeah.
Don't pass go. Don't collect 200. Go straight to your cardiologist.
Yeah.
Which occurs sometimes. Most of the time, we'll just see a weakness here or there, and we suggest things. And the coolest thing about this, Doug, is it will say, here are some supplements we want you to chew up. We want you to wait about 15 or 20 minutes, and we're going to retest.
Well, I think I did that. I didn't do it in 15 minutes. I waited until the next time I showed up in your office. But I did that because you found some irregularities when you tested my heart using that device.
Yes.
So I went
And within 15 to 20 minutes, the thing will show improvement in the area where there was a weakness.
Yeah. All right. So that's something to keep in mind. Jack offers a full spate, an interesting word, of concierge medicine. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com where you get all the info on Jack and his wife and his practice, what happens there, how you can take advantage of going to the office, or you can take advantage of it from a distance by taking the system, the survey. Symptom survey, which is a very practical way of you finding out, without costing you any money, what's going on in your body. Advice will come from all of these things. So check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you also will find the info on the latest. This is interesting. Forbidden Musings is the podcast that's out this week. What is that all about? Musings is thought.
Well, it is. It's thoughts, and it's the kind of things that patients will ask us behind a closed door.
Ah.
And so I like, as you know, when you've been in the clinic, I like leaving the door open. You know, there's no disrobing. There's none of this stuff that takes place. But I like leaving the door open unless a patient says, hey, do you mind closing the door for a few minutes? Well, I'll go close the door.
Yeah.
And some of the things they bring up, you know, and there's no restriction on questions. Everything is open. No bars held in our office. I don't know if I said that right. But anyway.
No holds barred, maybe.
No holds barred. Yeah, no holds barred in our office.
Yeah.
Right, as far as questions, any question's a good question. And a lot of times it involves sex, it involves intimacy, it involves anatomy, it involves performance. And so we touch on this a little bit, especially on the male side of things.
Mm-hmm.
We touch a bit on podcast 143, as well as some other things. We talk about the antioxidant craze and the obscenity.
One of the things that is very clear for both men and women, if you're not eating well, if you don't have the proper things, the nourishment in your body, you will not enjoy your sex life. It's that.
Well, that's
simple.
It. Everything hurts. Everything is hurt or dysfunctional to some degree based on our lifestyle.
Right.
And
what
the interesting thing about the heart is the first organ in the body to show there's a problem if our lifestyle is kind of off track. But it's also, at the same time, the quickest organ in the body to respond to an improvement in nutrition.
Yeah. So that's good to know. Check it all out. Symptom Survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com and all their podcasts. And they're working on a book that will be out pretty quickly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the bottom line with you and your health is you're wanting to feel as good as you can. That has to do, as Jack just suggested, talking about the heart circulation, omega-3s. There are three omega oils. omega-3 is the only one that really has any value. There's a 6 and a 9, but I don't think you want to mess with it. I found that limiting to omega-3 is a great idea. And I found that using Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is a fabulous way for me to address not only any issue that my heart might have, but also issues that come about as me, as we all getting older. And if you're active like I am, and Jack is, you get aches and pains. And the knees and the hips and the back and all the joints are going to ache. Krill oil, which is half of the ingredient in Omega 50 Plus, is very good. It's crucial to boost and maintain your joint comfort. So, you want to try this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10? Give you a month's supply free. Yep, won't cost you anything except ship it to you. That's all, a couple of bucks. Guaranteed, you will feel better. You don't have to get your money back because you're not paying anything except for shipping. But I think you get onto this and you stay there. That's what they think, too. That's why they're giving you the first bottle free. Purity's number, 800-355-1493. I think I've explained it quite well. Thank you. Get on the bandwagon. Get your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus now at 800-355-1493.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Getting into shape and losing weight are often at the top of lists for personal goals. But getting started can be daunting, which is why having a plan is very important.
What are you striving for? Is it weight loss? Is it you want to lower your blood pressure or just get in better shape in general? So have a plan with clearly defined goals. How many days a week are you able to devote to exercise? What does that timeline look like? All of those things can be really, really important as you get started.
Danielle Johnson is a physical therapist with the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program. She says the goals need to be realistic. And, this is important too, do something you like.
If you hate running, don't run. Find a class that you enjoy doing. Bring a buddy. Make it social. It shouldn't be drudgery. And so I think that a lot of people go and they don't like it. And so who's going to continue doing that long term?
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so quick reminder about a couple of things. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, there are two products that Jack and Mary have created that have sold thousands on Amazon and through their clinic and stuff. If you have a thyroid, and hopefully most all of you do, you'll want to take their Ageless Thyroid product. And no matter what else is going on in your life, whatever other supplement you have, you want to make sure your gut is working properly. Take the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I do every day. I know it keeps my system clean, clear through, and deodorized too. So make sure that you're on that bandwagon. Long Life Energy Enzymes, pretty much that explains what it is. An Ageless Thyroid, a great product for keeping that thing ticking. That's important too as you get older. So they're both available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about the EPA allowing a pesticide with known side effects to be back on the market. Jack and I will deal also with blue lights from your iPhone and a new study that explains what dizziness does. That's all up and coming here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
It's
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here you can check out the if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, check out the podcast. Every week we have different information selected from our conversations on the air. Here's a focus, and it has to affect us here in America. In India, a half a billion people are exposed every day to hazardous air. And as a result of that, the people who live in New Delhi are dying on average 6 years before the average death in other parts of India. So if you don't think that the air you breathe, the hazardous air that's in places like this, is a problem, think again, because it is. It's something you can't really measure, per se, I guess, Jack. That's right.
Well, it's... You know, you can. There are stress tests, there are pulmonary function tests, things like that that show whether or not, you know, you don't have to be a smoker to have problems developing in the lungs. 30%
of all the women who have died of lung cancer and they never smoked.
Exactly, that's the crowd I'm talking about. 30%. Yeah. I'm looking out the window, you know, where our deck is, where you've done your show here, not the deck, but the loft.
Right. Yeah.
I can't see downtown right now because of all the smoke, of all the fires that are going on in the western part of the country, especially from California.
And blowing in your direction.
I saw a report the other day that said this last fire in Northern California is so huge that remnants of that smoke will reach New England before August is over with. Yeah. You will be breathing the stuff we're breathing here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in places like Shanghai, Beijing, super huge industrial areas.
And all that stuff
areas.
Goes west, across the Pacific to America. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They found particulates from some of those factories in Beijing landing in Lake Okeechobee in Florida. Yeah, as they skim that stuff off the water down there.
You know, you look at that, Jack, and you look at the problems from plastic and other things that we've created for our convenience, and you wonder how smart we really aren't, because we aren't that smart. We aren't. We're doing a lot of damage. Here's a story that is, I think, very important for us to understand. There's a pesticide called chlorpyrifos. Whoever heard of that before? The courts ordered the EPA to remove it from the market. It's been used since the 1960s on food and feed. to preserve it. But the evidence shows the residue on food causes neurodevelopmental damage starting when you're a child.
Yeah. What a lot of these things do, these preservatives, as well as residue that are left over from pesticides and herbicides, are to try to, in this particular chemical, is to prevent oxidation from taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this stuff, some of it's water-based, some of it's oil-based. The oil-based, of course, is put on these plants so that the rainwater and the irrigation water doesn't run it off mm-hmm. and dilute it. And it can't help but get through the processing and onto your breakfast, lunch, or dinner table. And this is why Mary and I are constantly pushing American organic. Organic from other countries aren't necessarily as clean.
But in this country, nothing when it comes from other countries, especially China, any place in Asia, if it's labeled organic, it's a joke. It's just a word that gets put on a package. It's meaningless. It's garbage. Don't eat it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Jen, our office manager, just sent me a text saying our bodies do the same thing, carrying things downstream, that we're just a microcosm of the earth. She's exactly right. Yeah. This stuff comes in orally into our mouth, just like we would be spraying this stuff on our plants, and it ends up in the cells of our body because our digestive system, nervous system looks at this stuff and does not recognize it, doesn't know how to process it, doesn't know what to do with it, so it stores it.
So here we are making progress, ladies and gentlemen. We're killing ourselves faster because of all the technology around us. More on that coming up here on Good Day Health.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor, with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 50.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement announcing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Sources in the White House say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days. His next target is Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The president has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice says that Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, practicing medicine from his board-certified NUCA approach to things in Salt Lake City, Utah. Website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of helpful information, lots of things that will help you sort out. And if you don't have the answer, then call them up and they'll spend some time with you trying to figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, the technology, this is so frustrating. Because we all want to surround. You're on a desk now. There are, if I remember the desk, three computers.
Mm-hmm.
The Mac that's to your left, I mean, I can visualize. We all have these. I've got three computer screens in front of me. Kara's got four in front of her. And then we go through our day with the iPad and the iPhone and all this other ridiculous stuff that supposedly makes our lives better. But do they really? There's a blue light that comes from your phone and from your tablets that, according to research, could make you blind. University of Toledo studying the impact of this blue light. Do you switch yours on to different? You can do nighttime light, and it's only, I think it's yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more. That drops the blue spectrum out of the screen.
Yeah. So what is there about the blue that leads to macular degeneration, do you suppose? This is,
well, you know,
go blind to this.
You know we have rods and cones in our eyes. The rods pick up the black and white. The cones pick up color.
Yeah.
They're right there at the macula, the thing that we have problems with, macular degeneration. And there are more green receptor sites there than red or blue. Just like on your TV screen, you've got red, green, and blue. But there's twice as many green as there are other colors. I think nature did that on purpose to drive us towards food, cleanliness, purity, that kind of thing. However, the blue that's generated from these machines, there's a lot of different arguments as to why it's that way, is an unnatural shade of blue that does not normally occur in nature.
Where does it come from?
I guess that's what unnatural. It's generated by the computer. And it's supposed to be able to make it a little bit more attractive in daylight. The problem is that in the darkness, when you're more dilated, pupils are more dilated, you're getting a bombardment, according to this research, of an unnatural shade of blue that can actually hurt those cones that pick up color in your eyes that are in the center of the macula. And so industry stays one step ahead of all this stuff, and they have the shading now. I forget what it's called, but almost all computers have it built into the system that will shade out the blue. And so you get more of a yellow color to the thing.
So then what's the help? Some people suggest filtered glasses. How do we save ourselves, protect ourselves from this? Now we know what it is. What do we do about it?
Well, if you're going to be looking at a computer screen, you want to get that,
Everybody is looking at a computer
screen. Well, the software will take care of it for you. You just turn it on so that it filters out that blue, especially at night. Now, whether you need to wear special shades or this kind of stuff, you can go as far as you want in the sense of being concerned over things like this. However, it's as damaging. This is going to sound a little kooky, but it's as damaging as wearing sunglasses. We weren't designed to wear sunglasses. Our eyes were designed to get a normal sun spectrum radiation of light during daylight hours. And even constant use of sunglasses can hurt the macula in the long run because the macula is not being exposed to normal levels of light.
All right, so you're not offering help. What's the bottom line? What's the way to eliminate the problem or to save yourself from it?
No, you can make sure that you have plenty of good organic foods, organic vegetables, or something that ate those organic vegetables to make sure that your eyes are getting the proper level of nutrition that they need. Mm-hmm. You can use that special built-in software in your computers that when the light levels outside get lower, it turns off the blue and just leaves the yellow and green on. That's probably some of the best things that you can do right now. I mean, that's easy. That doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you have the blue shade dimmed when the lights get darker.
When the lights go down low.
Yeah.
All right. Next item, focusing on dizziness. I would imagine that people who come to you when they have work done, I know sometimes when I've gotten up after you've treated me, I feel a bit dizzy. But that's a sort of one-time occurrence. There are people that go around all the time, and we know they're dizzy with a small d, but this is dizziness with a capital D, dizziness upon standing due to a sudden drop in blood pressure.
Yeah.
May have a link to dementia. What do you think? And stroke risk. What do you think of that?
Well, that's totally different than what I'm doing. What I'm doing, and there's medical research to back up what I've done, what I'm saying, is that an upper cervical correction definitely will help to lower systolic as well as diastolic blood pressure following a correction. And as long as you hold the spinal correction, the blood pressure stays lower. That's why we always have you go into a resting room right after we work on you.
Uh-huh.
To lie down and let this take its effect so it doesn't happen as you're walking out the door. And it's not everybody that experiences that. Just a few people, but it's serious enough we want you to lay down. Now, what you're talking about, when you stand up and you suddenly get dizziness during the day, that is usually some kind of an indication of an adrenal insufficiency. Your adrenals will release a hormone the minute you stand up to bump your blood pressure up 10 points.
How do you fix it?
Feed the adrenals. That's why we love Drenamin. It's a standard
Drenamin
process.
Drenamin is a standard process.
It's a standard process product. It's food for the adrenals. Your blood pressure should not drop when you stand up. It should bump up 10 points. And there's a test. There's a Raglan's test. Raglan's test is what it's called. Yeah. And Raglan's test, we measure your blood pressure lying down, and then we measure your blood pressure immediately standing up. If it drops 10 points, you have adrenal problems, adrenal weakness, and so we want to feed the adrenals with Drenamin.
All right. So that's something you can get, a standard process thing. You want to check it out more thoroughly. Do that symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Walnuts have been recognized by the American Heart Association and the FDA as a heart-healthy food. There's some new research that provides additional support, and Andy Solomon is going to explain further in the story. I wonder how many of you know about anti-smoking activists and whether they are fairly or unfairly targeting cigars is a question that some people who smoke cigars are asking. Does the news media play a role in the attacks? I think that there are a lot of people who think there should be limitations placed on where people smoke cigars and pipes, the same as the same sort of anti-smoking campaign that works against cigarettes. Why are they not all put together would have been my question. There are a lot of aggressive anti-smoking campaigns, especially going on in the Northwest, well, actually West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington. Smoking rates are rising, though, and most people think it's because when you go down to Kentucky, some of the states in the South where tobacco is so easily grown, and it's easily marketed. You don't have to go through the big production companies that a lot of people are smoking. Matter of fact, Kentucky had the highest adult smoking rate in the country. 30% of the people in Kentucky smoke, up from 27% the year before. That's about 10% higher than the national average. And so one wonders where smoking isn't, I guess it's the chicken and the egg, where smoking isn't as much of a problem, that is California, West Coast, a lot of people, this is not smoking. But is that because of the anti-smoking campaigns? And do they not have them in Kentucky and Alabama and Arkansas where smoking is very prevalent? And especially now, do we consider cigars and pipes in with all this? I say yes. Matter of fact, cigars and pipes may be more dangerous to your health than regular cigarettes. Food for thought on this week's Good Day Health.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last A.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
44 past the hour now. I told you we were going to talk about your joint pain. When I say you, it's all of us who have this problem. I know you do, because we all go through it. Our bodies are not built for some of the activities that we want it to perform, and thus, as we grow a little older, we get a little bit more joint pain. Joining us is Dr. Sarkis Bedikian, who's an orthopedic surgeon at Mid-America Orthopedics, and then Barb Crawford, who is a lady who lives in Muncie, Indiana. Let me start with you, Ms. Crawford. You were in your 30s when you first started feeling the impacts of osteoarthritis in both of your knees. What did it feel like?
Well, back in my 30s, I can remember my kids saying, "Mom,
are you sure you want to do this gardening because you know you won't be able to walk tomorrow? And that really hit me when I look back on that. It's like, yeah, that really was happening. But that was just the stiffness, and you just go with it. And but then in my 50s, I was starting to have to make decisions of not being able to participate in things I wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have the knees that could handle things.
Did you think that you were overly doing it, or were you thinking you were living an average life, doing gardening, you were a teacher, regular activities? So is there something...
I was always very active. Yeah. I loved being very active. I loved it. And that's just the way I was. So I was always going to go for that. I never was going to sit back. Maybe I did too much. I don't know. Other teachers said that I crawled around on the floor too much. But that was just me, you know. That was just me. And I think a lot of people are just very active, and we're finding out in 40s and 50s, your knees are sometimes worn out. You can wear out your joints to an extreme degree. I always kept thinking, I need to tough it out. I waited too long. I finally realized, you know, that I needed to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I've been very active. I'm older than you are, but I've had the last 4 or 5 years, especially, stuff going on with my knees. I've been not only a broadcaster, but a farmer all my life, and lots of exercise, lots of work on the farm, and it has taken its toll in joint pain. Let's talk to Dr. Vedekian, whose specialty is osteopedics? Is that the correct way of pronouncing that?
It's orthopedic.
Okay, just spelled differently. So, you've seen lots of people over your career, just like Miss Crawford, I would guess, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen many women similar to Barb and her experience with how joint pain affects them, yes.
And it does...
Both emotionally.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the emotional. There's a study out, a survey conducted by Edelman Intelligence, that basically has surveyed a couple of hundred women who are between 45 and 65 who had knee problems, knee replacement, hip replacement, that sort of thing. What does that survey suggest?
Well, it suggests that this type of joint pain does impact their personal relationships. You know, some of the details of the study were 2 out of 3 avoided social situations, 4 out of 5 make excuses about not being able to do things, more than half go home early from a night out, 9 of 10 talk about how frustrated, exhausted, and limited they are by this.
Mm-hmm. Is it the pain? Is it the physical pain? What comes first, the physical damage or the pain warning of damage?
Well, I think it's the physical pain that kind of starts things off. That's pretty much, you know, indicative of how much damage there is, because if there's enough damage, it's going to cause pain. And that constant pain and the inability to get relief puts a large emotional strain on people.
More women than men?
I think what this research shows that, you know, women, especially the ages 45 to 65, but yeah, overall it is more women than men.
So are more women than men getting hip and knee replacements these days?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And so what under the circumstances do people need to look out for? The practical suggestion here is that you don't have worry or fear about hip replacements. Is there something you can do to avoid the hip replacements or the knee replacements surgery?
Well, I mean, we always try to avoid. So there is conservative treatment, injections, physical therapy, topical medications, those types of things. And there's always fear with surgery. I mean, surgery is surgery. It is very, very fearful to have surgery. You're worried about the unexpected, the potential problems and risks that could come with surgery.
Yep. So what did you feel before you had your surgery, Barb?
I had fear, and I put it off, but it was the best decision in the long run that I ever made in my life. So I'm really glad, and that's why I'm here, is to tell other women to go ahead and do it, because you'll be walking around with a smile on your face instead of hobbling.
Is there a different, as a doctor, do you have different systems, different types of things that you can do under the circumstances, different sorts of operations or replacement pieces you can put in, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, the technology has gotten better over the last 20, 30 years with joint replacement, as well as the exposures. There's different types of exposures that can be done as well, depending on the orthopedic surgeon that's performing the surgery. But we're so much more advanced now than we were 20, 30 years ago.
All right. Dr. Benikian, thank you, and best of luck to you as well, Ms. Crawford. It's 10 before the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, a very important part of all the things that I do on the air, featuring the talents, the mind, the ideas of Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, here to talk about aerobic exercise, the conversation about knee replacement surgery, hip replacement surgery, how that comes about. I wonder whether aerobic exercise is good for that. I think any exercise ought to be good for your muscles, but how does it affect your bones? Is it, you know, we have all kinds of need to supplement our body as we get a little bit older. And I wonder what actually is there for bones? You know, we talk about Calitrin. We'll talk a little about that as we get done with this corner of the program. But that's aimed at supplementing the collagen in your body, which affects your muscles and the structure of the flesh and the muscular structure, not the not your bones, your skeleton. So, aerobic exercise is? What is good about aerobic exercise?
Well, nothing in the body is static in the sense of. You know, when you're building a house and before you put the skin on everything, you've mm-hmm. built the frame, all the 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever else, and you see this wood frame. Same thing inside of a big, a much larger building that has the steel frame. That's a static structure. It doesn't change any. Our bodies, our bones, our muscles are constantly adapting to the demand that we place on it. And the more active we are, the more our body will strengthen the bone and tighten up and improve the tone of the muscle. And the more sedentary we become, like, you know, someone who's been a, you know, a, what they call a gym monkey, you know, someone's in the gym 4 or 5 hours a day every day, and then they suddenly take up the couch life. They're going to lose muscle
couch
mass.
Potatoes.
They're going to, yes, couch potatoes. They're going to lose bone density because the body just doesn't need it anymore. Like the fellows and the girls up there in the International Space Station around the Earth. We know that if they're up there more than 3 or 4 months, and some have been there as much as a year. I think was the record so far.
Yep.
They, when they get back down, they literally have to be helped to move around.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians have improved that a lot with some of their astronauts because they put them in special suits that are constantly stressing the system. But before they did that, they could come down with as much as a 30 to 40% loss of their bone mass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was listening to the your show before I got on here about the knee and hip and those things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's more predominant among women than it is men. Our own individual hormones have a little bit to play with that. Men have a little more testosterone. Testosterone will trigger a little bit more bone mass. However, there are women who go into their 80s who do not have hip and knee pain because they're extremely active people. Now, I don't mean, you know, to assume that men are more active than women. They aren't. It's an individual. It comes down to it's not a sex thing. It's an individual thing as to how active we are in our lives. And the aerobic exercise not only affects muscles, not only affects the bones, but it affects the brain. A recent study in Neural Image magazine, which is your subscription may have run out. Mine certainly has.
Mm-hmm.
A peer-reviewed journal that presents images of the brain of various kinds of lifestyles and conditions and diagnoses and diseases. And they found out that people who are more actively involved in aerobic exercise, which is just good, fast-paced walking, have far less shrinkage of brain matter the older that they get. And this is significant. It has an awful lot of ramifications for Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia.
Really? Well, you got to manage your body. You got to know where you are. You got to want to. If you don't care, then that's one thing. If you do care, then you need to get on that exercise program that you're talking about or stay busy. Also, a good way for you to keep the muscle, build the muscle, is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a healthy choice, the number one choice for weight loss that's safe and sure. Benefits of using this are you're putting protein in your body. That's muscle building. You push the fat out. That eliminates the weight. And then you keep on the program because you want to maintain the weight, right? You've lost a lot of weight since the beginning of the year. I've done pretty well at keeping it off. And that's really what called it. That's the message here, I think, in a nutshell, from Calitrin. Want to lose weight the healthy way? That's all you need to know. You call 833-TOP-LOSS or you go online to toploss.com, get 10% off using a DJV code, and lose the weight.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.